Come and listen to the story of a man named Wayne. When he was 8 years old, his parents were both slain. He knew one day that with darkness and gloom, he'd be fighting bad guys wearing a costume. Batman, that is, the Dark Knight, B-A-T. Well, the next thing you know, this handsome millionaire saw kid's parents die. He adopted a new heir, said, "My new psychic is who you're gonna be." The kid put on his mask and asked what his name would be. Robin, that is, Boy Wonder, S my D. The Dynamic Duo! Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 100th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Wow, 100 episodes. This is going to be the best episode ever. Oh, it's Batman fighting a farmer. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it.
Some folk won't ever eat a skunk, but then again, some folk pull like Cletus the slack-jawed yokel.
Hey, what's going on this side?
This week's episode is titled Critters, original air date September 18th, 1998. We start off with Bruce Wayne and Commissioner Gordon at an agricultural expo. There's a guy who looks like the old man from the painting American Gothic. You know, that picture with the old man and the old lady with a pitchfork on a farm. He's on a stage along with his daughter who looks like Ellie Mae Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. The farmer says he invented a way to be able to feed an entire family in one serving. A drumstick that can feed an entire family this Thanksgiving. A hamburger that can feed a family of five or whatever he says. So he invented this brand new way. Ellie Mae Clampett or whatever her name is pulls away the curtain and she reveals a giant cow. The farmer says that he developed a growth hormone that can make animals grow huge, allowing one cow or chicken to provide plenty of food. The cow gets angry and breaks free from its cage, attacking the guest. The cow charges at Bruce Wayne and he pulls a red curtain on top of the cow's head and the cow slams its head into a wall, knocking itself out. The farmer then uses some tranquilizers on the cow. We cut to later with the farmer, whose name is Farmer Brown, by the way, and his daughter, who is named Emmy Lou Brown, so not that far off from Ellie Mae. Although her name is never said in the episode, I had to look it up. I had to look up the name actress because they never say her name. Anyways, we're in a courtroom where the judge orders Farmer Brown to stop his experiments and put all the monsters away in a safe environment. You know, in reality, they would be killed, but this is a universe where we can't harm animals. Farmer Brown says that he'll lose millions if he does, but the judge orders it. We get letters saying that it's 1 year later, and we cut to a Gotham restaurant where Bruce is on a date. And we do get one funny joke here.
Ah, there's a bug!
In your salad?
Behind you!
Suddenly, there's like a 6-foot-tall mantis behind the dude. And there's like bugs all over the city causing destruction. Bruce changes into Batman and appears over a conveniently placed exterminator's truck. The bugs attack, but Batman can't really do anything against them. One of the bugs tries to lunge at Batman, but he moves and the bug's arms get stuck in the exterminator's truck. Batman kicks the bug and its arms rip off, and then its head falls off. The rest of the bugs start shaking and then they literally fall apart with one of the bug's heads landing in Batman's hands. In the Batcave, Batman figures out that the bugs were engineered to self-destruct and they were immune to bug poison. We're in a cornfield now, where Farmer Brown is whittling a cow. But it's a two-headed cow! Ellie Lou appears, and she's like super muscular now, like a bodybuilder. She says she's gonna feed the chickens. Farmer Brown heads into an elevator, and we see that this is not a farm at all, but a room in some sort of high-tech facility. Ellie Lou feeds the chickens. They're chickens! They're giant chickens!
Chicken Boo, what's the matter with you? You don't act like the other chickens do. You wear a disguise to look like human guys, but you're not a man, you're a Chicken Boo.
Okay, actually, these chickens look more like giant crows. They're black, and they have, like, nasty tumors all over their body. And they have teeth in their beaks for some reason. Anyway, Farmer Brown heads upstairs, and we see he owns a skyscraper on his own island. Why does he need money again? We're in Gotham, where Batgirl is driving the Batmobile. What the hell? Why is Batgirl driving the Batmobile? Anyways, giant cows appear, and they cause a rampage. You know what? I'd rather be watching the movie Rampage than this. That was a good movie. Go see it. Robin says, "Holy cow!" Because there's cows, you see. You know, ever since they got rid of Dick Grayson as Robin, and we don't get enough of the S my D Batman. That's a classic. Can't go wrong with the classics. We want to see more of Nightwing and the whole S My D movement. We see a police blimp in the sky, and it gets attacked by chickens. Giant chickens! They fly. They're black. They look like crows from Dumbo. I do not know why they're called chickens. Anyways, Batman, who is flying around the city in a jetpack, like he always does, sees this. The Batmobile gets trampled by one of the cows. Batman makes the chickens chase him, and the blimp lands safely on a roof. On the street, Batgirl ties up one of the cow's legs, and then it trips and falls into wet cement. A bull smashes into a china shop, you see? Because it's funny. Sure, I mean, the episode's dumb enough. Might as well just throw in some dumb visual gags. Robin makes the bull chase him, and the bull smashes its head into a building, getting its head stuck. Batgirl drives a cement truck into the bull's butt, pinning him there. It's like a weird episode of Winnie the Pooh. In the sky, the chickens chase Batman, but he pins one to a bridge with a net, and then he throws another net to capture the second one, and it drowns in the ocean. And then Batman breaks into a meat factory. The chicken chases him and smashes into a giant silo of barbecue sauce, and then the sauce kills it for some reason. Sorry, I'm going to explain this scene. Now, if you own the DVD, there is actual creator commentary on this episode. They explain that they thought it would be fun to do commentary on an episode that everyone hates but that they like. There's really not much of note here other than the creators defending their cartoon. They mentioned the creature designs were made by some guy named Keo, who came in and showed them his character designs. They just thought it was weird, but they found a way to use him. So that's pretty cool, I guess. They keep mentioning how Farmer Brown is supposed to be like a villain from the Adam West Batman show. I get it, because we had villains like King Tut or Egghead, Bookworm, you know, like weird villains. But the problem with this is that there is no humor here. Yeah, we got Bull in a china shop and holy cow. But the tone of the episode is like grim and serious. So there's none of that humor from like the Adam West type Batman. It makes the villain just seem sillier in comparison and makes everyone kind of just look dumb. Anyway, so... what I was trying to get at. The commentary mentions that barbecue sauce that spills on the chicken and kills it was supposed to be frying oil, but they were forced to change it because it was deemed too violent to deep fry a chicken on screen. A live chicken. Alright, we cut to GCPD where Batman is talking to Gordon. Suddenly, a goat walks into the office. Yep, a goat. Not the goat, not the greatest of all time, not Kobe Bryant. Not Michael Jordan, a goat. Not Daniel Bryan, a goat. A literal goat. And the goat starts talking.
Howdy. Had him.
Good Lord.
$50 million in unmarked bills. The docks tonight or the bugs come back for good.
$50 million?
One person brings money. No tricks, no surprises, no Batman.
Hey, he ate my donut!
All right, moving on. We cut to the pier, where Bullock is driving an armored truck following the goat into a boat. Bullock sees Ellie Lou, but the goat knocks him into the water. So fat, out-of-shape Bullock manages to swim and catch up to the boat and grab onto the side. We cut to Farmer Brown's farm, and Bullock is being held by Ellie Lou. Farmer Brown tells her to feed Bullock to the pigs. Ellie lifts Bullock over her head and throws him into a pig pen where a giant pig tries to eat him. Now, I like the design of this giant pig because it reminds me a lot of the old toys called Barnyard Commandos, which were... Now, this was, I think, 90s, 91 maybe, following the Ninja Turtles craze of, like, fighting animals. They were called Barnyard Commandos, and they were farm animals who had, like, big heads. They weren't very mobile, but they were pretty cool. So you had the sheep versus the pigs, and you had, like, different, I don't remember their names, so I'm not gonna really look them up, but you had, like, a sheep dressed like Rambo, and it was called, like, Lambo, and you had, a pig, like a warthog, you know, general warthog or whatever, and it was really cool. They had quite a few of them. I remember having a few. I'm pretty sure Hector, you're listening, look them up. You gotta do, if you ever do a show on Barnyard Commandos, I'm in. I haven't seen those toys in years. I would love to do a show on those if you have any. And oh, they were very familiar to, Cripes on Friday. There were some that were based on food. And it was like food items that were commandos as well. And those I thought were pretty cool. But anyways, yeah, I like the pig design. So I guess we have to get back to this episode. Farmer Brown checks the money in the armored truck and he sees that it's all fake. He also finds a bat tracker inside the money. Batgirl and Robin show up and they rescue Bullock by sedating the pig. Batgirl tries to attack Ellie but gets knocked the F out. Seriously, Batgirl jump kicks at her, hits her in the chest and just falls. Ellie Mae just smiles and goes, "Heh, be steroids," and just punches her in the face and knocks her out. Farmer Brown grabs a pitchfork and he takes out Batman and Robin. This skinny old man, a farmer with no powers and a pitchfork, just outfought both Batman and Robin at the same time. Ellie Lou grabs Robin and holds him hostage so Batman surrenders. Batman, Batgirl, and Robin, and Bullock are put inside of a silo that is filled with bugs, or eggs of the bugs. The silo is actually a rocket, and it's going to crash into Gotham, where the bugs will be loose and eat everyone. One of the bugs hatches, and Batman gets it to break down the door so everyone escapes. Batman gets into the armored truck, and he drives it into the silo. The silo rocket takes off with the armored truck stuck to the side. Farmer Brown and his daughter are now on a boat, and they see the rocket take off. The armored truck explodes and destroys the rocket. The rocket pieces fall on Farmer Brown's boat and destroy it. Farmer Brown and Ellie Lou are arrested, and we hear a rooster in the distance. The end.
Most vocal never lose a toe, and then again some vocal. Like Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel.
Hey, you know what? I could call my ma while I'm up here.
Hey, ma! Get off the dang roof!
This episode sucks. Seriously? This is what they had for episode 100? So in the commentary, they mentioned that the writer of this episode is known for his humor, and that he had worked on comics such as Howard the Duck and Man-Thing and you know, like, weird comics. So they were kind of weirded out when they got the outline for the episode because the guy is kind of like an anti-superheroes. He doesn't really believe in them. So they felt that he was making fun of Batman. Yeah, they still ran with this. It's not a good episode. It's not even like one of those it's so bad it's good. I mean, it's worth a look if you're curious and you want to see Batman fight a cow and I guess what are supposed to be chickens. But I would not recommend it. I mean, even the commentary, they try to defend it really bad, but it's just not, you know, you can only defend it so much. Understand, you worked on it, you created it, you want to defend it, you don't want to make it seem like you just wasted your time, but it's not a good episode. So, you know what, I really don't have any after show notes, but I do have an email. Let's read that. This email comes to us from Michael Conklin. Subject line is, podcast stole your idea. He writes, I noticed the other day that there is a California Dreamcast. I got excited thinking it was you doing that podcast, the one you always talked about, but it's some other people. Now, this is my commentary, not the email. What he's referring to is, I used to do a Saved by the Bell podcast before I started doing the Batman one, and we always talked about following it up with a California Dreams podcast called the California Dreamcast. We never really did follow up on it, but I guess somebody else did. All right, let's continue with the email. Also, I have some other considerations for best opening sequence to a movie. You said that the Batman movie with Heath Ledger, Joker, was the best, but these are pretty good too. The animated movie Up, overrated. Watchmen, okay, I'll give you that. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, okay, yeah, I'll give you that. And now Infinity War. I don't have an opinion on that one. I haven't seen it. So, yeah, that's the end of the email. So, thank you, Mike. Remember, if you have any emails, just send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. All right, so with that out of the way, why don't we go to the Batcave Archives?
In constant sorrow all through his day, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. Place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised.
All right, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 100, so you'd figure that maybe ranking it at 100 would be apropos since I talked about how bad of an episode it is, but it's not the worst. It does belong at the bottom. Let's see, what do we have? Number 99, The Terrible Trio. That's the episode where three college students put on masks and Batman can't beat them for some reason. No, this one's better than that. Fire from Olympus, the one with Maxie Seuss, who shoots thunderbolts from his staff, kind of like Farmer Brown does. Nah, this is still better than that. Prophecy of Doom, Batman fights an old man who pretends to be a psychic. Once again, no. Last week's episode, The Ultimate Thrill, that was at number 96. Is this better than that? I mean, they're right there, but I think I'm going to give actually the edge to this episode just because I really hate Roxy Rocket. God, she is such an obnoxious character. Farmer Brown is kind of stupid, but I do like Ellie Lou. She's got the whole Ellie Mae Clampett thing going, like the whole like, y'all come back now, you hear? Type of thing. She's kind of charming. I like that we have a woman that's muscular and strong. Like, they're not afraid of that. Like, the last one we had was Red Claw. So I like her. I like how she looks. I like her look. She basically looks like Ellie Mae Clampett wearing Daisy Duke's outfit from Dukes of Hazzard. So I like her. I'm going to give her the edge over Roxy Rocket. So let's rank this episode, Critters, at our new number 96.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains.
Alright, everybody, thank you for listening. And remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are chicken! A giant chicken! Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Wayne and all his kin. Once they drop off that bad guys at Arkham Looney Bin, you're all invited back next week to watch how they stop crime in the same bad channel at the same bad time. The Bat Family, that is. Raise some hell. Knock some teeth off. Y'all come back now. You hear?
He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Howdy, old D.O.T. Howdy, old D.O.T. Yodel-dee.
Bob liked to play his poker, knuckle whist and yoker, but shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Met a girl named Susie. I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
Adi-o-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de-de